From Spark and Anvil and WitQuest, this is Boomerang in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In Loftonia, Boomerang was a creature who never threw a joke away because he knew the best ones come back. He carried a worn wooden boomerang, and he treated jokes the same way he treated it. Throw it out early, let it sail away, let everyone half forget it, and then, much later, catch it again, right when no one expected. A small, silly thing he'd said near the start of a tale would suddenly return at the end, transformed, and the whole room would erupt, laughing harder the second time than the first.
"You brought back that joke from ages ago," a young comic said, delighted.
"Nothing's ever really gone," Boomerang said, giving his boomerang a fond spin. "My name is Boomerang. I keep the callback, bringing an earlier joke back later when everyone's half forgotten it." He grinned. "The return is the surprise. And here's the magic. It's funnier the second time, because now everyone shares a little secret. We all remember. That shared remembering is the warmest laugh there is." Mirth, the guildmaster, smiled wide. "Show them why the weight matters," she said.
Boomerang threw a small joke. He mentioned, for no reason, that he was terribly frightened of geese. The room chuckled mildly and moved on. He told a whole long story about a heroic quest. Then, at the very end, when the hero flung open the final door to face the great villain, it was a goose. Boomerang shrieked. The room detonated. "See," he said when the laughter died down, "I planted the goose early, let you forget it, then caught it at the end. The weight is what makes it land. If I'd brought it back too soon, you'd still remember. No surprise. Let it sail away first, then catch it." The young comic's eyes shone. "So I have to set it up way early and be patient. Throw early, wait, catch late," Boomerang said. "And when it comes back, everyone feels clever for remembering. That's the gift."
Mirth asked Boomerang to teach in the guild. "Our comics tell each joke once and drop it," she said. "Would you teach them to let jokes return?"
Boomerang agreed, spinning his boomerang. When he teaches, he gives one rule. Plant a small, odd detail early, something easy to half forget. Carry on with your story. Then, near the end, bring it back, transformed, or worse, or perfectly timed. The longer the sail, the bigger the catch. A callback rewards everyone who was paying attention and pulls in everyone who wasn't. A young comic planted a lucky rubber chicken at the start of her tale, never mentioned it again. Then, at the climax, the hero won the day with the rubber chicken. The guild roared, then cheered the return itself. "You threw it and caught it," Boomerang beamed. "And did you feel that? The whole room remembered together. That's the warmest laugh in Loctonia."
After the lesson, Boomerang sat with the young comics, idly spinning his boomerang, watching it catch the last light. For a long time, Boomerang had wondered if relying on old jokes was a bit lazy, like he couldn't think of anything new, so he just recycled. He'd worried that bringing things back was cheating somehow, compared to inventing fresh laughs. But spinning his boomerang in the gold dusk, Boomerang understood his craft was the opposite of lazy. A callback takes more care than a fresh joke, not less. You have to plant it early, trust the weight, and time the return perfectly. And it gives something no new joke can. The warm, shared flash of "we both remember." A callback isn't recycling. It's weaving the whole story together with a thread only the attentive can see, and then tugging it. A warm, looping contentment settled through him. He wasn't lazy. He was the one who tied the beginning to the end. And he gave his boomerang one more spin and caught it without looking, grinning.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Boomerang. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.